Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A new art exhibition on the MSU campus has brought works by top advertising students from China to East Lansing. Current State Scott Pohl has had a look around, and he's here with more. The world of advertising attracts some of America's great modern artists. Scott, is the same thing happening in China?
It sure would seem to be that way, Mark. The exhibition is called Seeing Differently, Solving Communication Problems from Two Sides of the World. And the art includes some interesting works. It's here on the ground floor of the Communication Arts Building on the MSU campus for the next 3 months. One example that caught my eye depicts people with their heads stuck through a wall, apparently because their neighbors have such a great TV, they've punched holes in the wall so they could watch their neighbor's TV. I met with MSU Advertising and Public Relations Assistant Professor Henry Brimmer. You might remember Henry. He's a Grand Rapids Art Prize Award finalist. And Ma Chow of the One Club of China, which has partnered with MSU's China Experience Project. Brimmer says there's a growing relationship between MSU, the One Club, and Chinese schools.
Well, I've been working with China since 2012 when I was invited to show, oddly enough, an art prize project. But I went there and had an opportunity to meet faculty at the Shanghai Normal University. And at that time, the WPP school was just getting started, so I established some contacts there. And then Ma Chow invited me to come to China the next year, and I was part of the youth festival and competition. I was really there only to look at what was happening, but one of the mentors dropped out, and so I filled in and I did that part. And then last year, Ma Chow invited us to take 10 students there and participate in the competition, and that was pretty amazing. And again, the context to the universities and to the One Club in China have been really central in gathering the work that you see around here. Now, if you think of China having almost three, maybe more, but 300 bona fide universities that teach advertising, what we have is just a tiny snippet of the work that is being produced. But naturally, the One Club does call out to all the schools that teach advertising for entries to the potentially to be participants in the youth festival, and only the best get in. So we have a representation. We feel we have a representation of what was considered the best work.
Ma Chow, why did you want to bring American students to China last year?
The One Club has been doing the Wenshou China Youth Creative Festival for years. I believe it's more than 10 years in China. And this is a very good international exchange program that we attracts more than 5,000 of students to apply online, and by submitting their works for the first phase, and then we select them by a jury of creative directors to select them for the first round, and maybe 350 or 60 people will get finalisted, and they will enter our youth festival, and we also invite global top creatives in this world industry to come to China and teach with the China top creatives together to teach other students, so the students there can learn from both the global creatives and the regional creatives, and they can make new friends and to open their eyes and work on some real creative projects. So every year we have students around from China, like more than 20 provinces, and even students from Hong Kong, Taiwan, and last year we have a group of students from United States, from MSU. I think it's a very good thing that people will split their teams and then join new teams, and they work with new friends, so to share their different experiences, their different ideas, and people will learn a lot of cultural things from each other. So I think it's a good experience. I believe there is a team win the gold awards after the final pitch competition, that team they have a couple of team members from MSU. I think it's really a great job, and students would love to make new friends and work with partners from different areas, because that will give them a lot of inspirations.
We're talking with Ma Chow of the One Club and MSU professor Henry Brimmer about an exhibition called Seeing Differently, Solving Communication Problems from Two Sides of the World. I wanted to ask you both to talk about what fundamental differences and similarities there are when you think about advertising in China in comparison to what we are used to here in the United States. How are they similar? How is advertising different? Henry Brimmer.
Well, I was expecting to see far more differences than I actually see. Let's say, from the point of view of the finished product, I have to say that the Chinese students do magnificent work, very polished, very professional. I have no problem seeing them already within magazines or media. They're that kind of finish, and we try to keep along with that too. When the cultural nuances come along, they are everywhere. I mean, a German ad or an American ad will be different, slightly, sometimes very different, because humor or culture, common culture, is different. But I think that what I am seeing is that there's more homogeneity, if you will, because of the internet and because of communication, where and most probably also because a lot of the big agencies that are all over the world are in China too. So you see differences for sure.
Ma Chao.
Yes. Although there are some things are very different, like the culture or the media types, but I think there are something remain the same, will never change, like content is the king, idea goes the first. So, and also some similar things, like there are so many global brands and they use global agencies in China to do their marketing campaigns. Those works represent the similar values that what they have, the brand values what they have globally. So, but actually the different would be they're approaching target audiences with totally different culture and income, living environment. So they need to do a lot of localization. They need to change the content itself. And there are also some similar thing would be, the young generation is gonna be the superpower of a brand communication. And for example, we have so many good students we selected from all around the country, and some of them had a great idea which can directly compare to those works from professional agencies. So I believe in the age of social media, in the age of mobile technology, everyone can be a creative person. Everyone can do creative content for themselves or for other brands.
Henry Brimmer, I wanted to ask you about the growing Chinese student population at MSU. Do we have Chinese students in advertising at MSU, and can an exhibition like this be some sort of a linkage to their homeland?
Well, yes, we share in the boom of Chinese students coming to MSU. Right now, the last thing I heard, we have close to 5,000 students, and I think that in our college, we have approximately 200-250, and then we get our share also in advertising. I think I've always had Chinese students over the years, but I think that I'm getting better students, and I think perhaps I'm learning better how to teach them or how to guide them or mentor them. 2-3 years ago, I had one Chinese student that was the biggest Addy Award winner in our Addy local Addy competition, and I there is no monopoly for ideas. You know, ideas are for everybody. They're open. There's no borders. There's no censorship that can stand behind them. Yeah, maybe to actually make them happen, maybe censorship can happen. But I'm saying that everybody can, if they want to, or if they push enough, or they're passionate enough, they can have ideas. The difficulty, perhaps, with our Chinese students is really understanding culture. I mean, you know, like all of us grew up with TV that we see here, and we all are watching current programs, sitcoms like Workaholics or like this and that and the other, and those are, or we watched Father Knows Best way back when, or you watched Cheers, or you watched Taxi or whatever. So this, if you don't have those underpinnings in your cultural makeup, it's going to be really, really hard to understand advertising, especially in copywriting, where we were just looking at many of these ads that you see around here, where Machao is pointing out how difficult it is to translate the copy that is in the Chinese ads to English and make sense, because those are cultural differences.
Well, it's an interesting exhibition artistically, regardless of the fact that these works were inspired by the business of advertising. Thank you both for talking with me. Henry Brimmer is an assistant professor of advertising and public relations at MSU, and Ma Chao is the Greater China representative to the One Club, a partner in the China Experience here at Michigan State University. The exhibition, Seeing Differently, Solving Communication Problems from Two Sides of the World, can be seen in the MSU Communication Arts and Sciences Building through June 1st. Ma Chao and Henry Brimmer, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.